This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am talking to Robin Douglas. Good morning, Robin. How's it going?
Yes, good morning, Hughie. Thanks very much. It's good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, the thing that we're talking about is that you have a petition opposing the changes that Horizons Regional Council is proposing to the bus routes around Palmerston North. And I think the thing that's right. worth saying to start with is I don't imagine you'd claim that the bus routes didn't need to change at all. There have been problems with buses in Palmerston North for a while, right?
Yes, there have. But the changes that they're actually making are cutting out a whole lot of groups of people who will not be able to walk a lot further to bus stops.
Exactly, yes, yeah. So, I mean, can you talk a bit more about that in detail? Because I've been kind of tuned out for a variety of reasons to do with things happening in my living situation. But all I'd really heard was like buses coming more often, which sounds like a good thing.
Yes, you know? It does sound like a good thing. You're right. But actually, to achieve that, what they've had to do is take buses out of the centre of people's neighbourhoods. So just Roslyn, for example, Roslyn will be losing their bus service from Clyde Crescent, Vogel Street and Rangiora Avenue. So that just has torn the heart out of that neighbourhood, really. And it means that people will have to walk much further and maybe cross very busy roads to get to bus stops. And it's not only going to very adversely affect older people, but there are disabled people who are not able to walk a lot further to bus stops. And so I actually, I personally know an older person actually who is a regular bus user within the Roslyn block, and they rely heavily on the bus to get into town to shop and for social connections, and they are most distressed to think that the ability to catch the bus, you know, a lifeline for them, will be taken away from them in the near future. And they tell me that they're already experiencing a lot of worry and concern and about what it's going to do to their quality of life and how it's already affecting feelings of well-being. It's actually going to be disenfranchising a lot of people, and I'm well aware of other people in that block in Rosland who are going to be very adversely affected too. There's a lady called Anne-Marie Taylor, and she's been working tirelessly as well, on the ground talking to people, and she had her own petition. She has her own petition relating just to Roslyn, but she's also supporting the petition that I'm running, and she has paper copies of that which she's getting people to sign as well, so she's doing an amazing job.
I just want to pick up on something that you said there, which I thought was quite interesting. It was just a word that you used in passing, which was that you said that in order to get the more buses happening more frequently, Horizons had to make these changes to the way that the buses go. And that's interesting because I'm sure that's the way that Horizons would put it. But,
yes.
You know, I don't know that there's anything necessarily practically true about that.
No,
right?
And you're
like,
right.
You could yes. have kept the buses coming along the routes where they already did, or even reviewed the routes, because until last year I was living in Takaro, and I had a kid who was catching a bus to Palmerston North Girls High School from Takaro. And in order to do that, she had to transfer in the middle of town. If you got on the wrong bus as part of that transfer, the bus drivers could be quite hostile because some buses were earmarked for Massey and it wasn't clear which ones were which. And it was a whole production which seemed kind of unnecessary in a town the size of Palmerston North, you know?
Yes.
Like, we're not an enormous city. It seems quite strange that people should have to make these very complex trips to get from place to place. So you could review things, but it seems odd that they've chosen to then limit the access in that way.
Yes, and I really do feel that the way it's designed now, that really there was the consequences to older and less abled people cannot have been taken into consideration. They're in an article, actually, that was written by Janine Rankin, and it appeared on Stuff on the 23rd of October last year, in an interview with Mr. Reed of Horizons, and I quote, he said there would be an improvement, there would be improvements specifically designed to make catching a bus easier for elderly and low-income people. Well, the evidence to me is that that is really not how it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting because you would, you know, the next question that would follow on from a statement like that is, you know, okay, how, right? Because if you're going to make a statement that you are making things better for the elderly and low-income people, which I think, you know, I would be in favour of a general mode shift to get more people using buses in general. I think that's a thing that we should be doing.
Yes.
But certainly the primary market for them right now is low-income people and the elderly.
Yes.
You really need to explain how your changes are benefiting those people.
And I'm planning to do that because there's actually a Grey Power meeting on the 31st of this month at 1:30 at the Senior Citizen Rooms in Main Street, and they have invited the Horizons Transport Committee to come and tell everybody about it and to take feedback. So I absolutely intend to ask them about how they have come to that conclusion with the service that they're now planning.
Now, if people are listening to this and they want to be part of that process, do you have to be a Grey Power member to attend that meeting?
No, it's just a public meeting
under the auspices of Grey Power. So could you just repeat the location and the time for that one, just in case people want to turn up to it?
Certainly. It's Wednesday, the 31st of January, and it's at the Senior Citizen Rooms at 1:30.
Excellent, excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for coming and talking this morning, Robin. If people want to find your petition, what's the best way for them to do that?
If you go online and put in petitions.nz and then you're looking for a title, Oppose Bus Route Changes Palmerston North.
Right, okay. And can I ask when that petition closes as well? Because these things have a limited time frame, so people do need to get a wriggle on.
Yes. There isn't a set date just at this point, but we are probably looking at the middle of February, towards the end of February.
Right. Okay. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Robin.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.